Here's a little number I wrote the other day while out duck hunting with a judge.
Quack.
Fuck you very much, the FCC. Fuck you very much for fining me. $5,000 a fuck, so I'm really out of luck. That's more than Heidi Fleiss was charging me. So fuck you very much, the FCC, for proving that free speech just isn't free. Clear Channel's a dear channel, so Howard Stern must go. Attorney General Ashcroft doesn't like strong words, and so he's charging twice as much as all the drugs for Rush Limbaugh. So fuck you all so very much. So fuck you very much, dear Mr. Bush, for heroically sitting on your tush. For Halliburton, Enron, all the companies who fail, let's send them a clear signal and stick Martha straight in jail. She's an uppity rich bitch, and at least she isn't male. So fuck you all so very much. So fuck you, dickhead Mr. Cheney too. Fuck you and fuck everything you do. Your pacemaker must be a fake, you haven't got a heart. As far as I'm concerned, you're just a pasty-faced old fart. And as for Condoleezza, she's an intellectual tart. So fuck you all so very much. So fuck you very much, the EPA, for giving all Alaska's oil away. It really is a bummer when I can't fill my Hummer. The ozone's a no-go zone now that Arnold's here to say
the nuclear winter games are going to take place in LA.
So fuck you all so very much. So what, the planet fails? Let's save the great white males. And fuck you all so very much.
Religion and politics often make some people lose all perspective and give way to ranting and raving and carrying on like emotional children. They either refuse to discuss it with reason or else they prefer argumentum ad hominem, which is a hell of a way to conduct a discussion. Well, anyhow, not long ago, I was talking about the elections and how the campaigns were ignoring the issues and sticking instead to invective and personal crap that had nothing to do with the substantive problems of running a government, which is all true, as you know, if you followed the speeches and so-called debates of the candidates. Anyhow, one of the guys I was talking with said not a word in the whole conversation except at the end when he suddenly chuckled and said we were all full of shit and why didn't we go live in Russia or China if that was the way we all hated the United States of America. Next thing you know, the whole blooming discussion was more like a brawl and the epithets flew thick and fast and the noise was incredible. Someone said son of a bitch and I think he said bastard. I couldn't be sure. It was also confusing. Well, anyhow, I was attempting to get it all back on a rational level. I tried, for example, to talk to the one who had started it all and I asked him just what did he mean we were all full of shit. Was he making a statement of fact as he knew it and where was his documentation to back up his claim? I think Socrates would have been proud of the way I refuted his argument. That is, I tried to refute it, but all he could offer by way of rebuttal was more of the same about how we were all full of shit, but he wouldn't say why. He just kept on repeating it. That and the part about Russia and China and communist dupes, and I'll have to confess that I got a bit angry and told him to stuff his ideas up his, which you don't have to tell me is hardly a way to convince anyone in an argument. Then he got salty and threatened to give me a punch in the mouth if I didn't shut up, and I really got hot, and the others did too, and we all beat the shit out of Mr. Conservative, and after all, he had only himself to be blamed. This is still a free country, and anyone telling a fellow like me, brother, you're full of shit, better be good and ready to answer politely when asked if he'd care to say why.
Yo, what you got for me, man?
Yeah, I got that red, black, and green for you, baby.
Come on, give it to me. I need it now.
You got that good shit.
Come on, I need something now.
Make you really right. Ooh.
We were strung out on revolution. Filled up the syringe with Mao and Marx and Malcolm and Fanon and OD on the possibility of change. We could knock you out with our afros, stop bullets with our dashikis. Beep beep, bang bang, Ngawa, black power. A change was coming, and nothing could stop it. We got high on blackness, held our black fists up, told the devil to suck, and made a commitment to disrupt the world. Kill a cop a day, give white girls no play, make America pay for all her wicked ways. The shit was on, then it was gone, just like an episode on TV. It got canceled, and there was nothing to see. Panthers were turned into little pussycats, Revolution was commercialized and had nothing to do with black. Crossovers in music, in clothes, in styles, in sex became the norm for what was coming next. But we never stopped making babies. They came out breathing the vapors of an aborted revolution. And all the failed capers and the few who were escapers became stories. Some of us wanted to forget. So the sons of guns and the daughters of black order hopped into what was hip and skipped over the scattered remains of a would-be revolution turned into a game. Yeah, this is our legacy.
Many black voters claim the mistrust that lingers coincides with a widespread belief that people do make deliberate attempts either to thwart African-American attempts to vote or to miscount the ballots once cast.
I don't follow the news, they just add to my blues. Politicians and they big feats can never fill my shoes. They don't care, think we all live off welfare. It's hell here, why should I vote like it's ever been fair? My people in despair, they still ballots. We hit hard like still malice. Malintentions are the founders and they still counting. No child left behind, read between the lines. Trying to control a precious mind. Zombies in the school line, ridicule for trying. Riddling junkies, what a powerful country that keeps promoting our flunkies. 18 years old and your brain is like lunch. Me programmed to follow these dummies to the suburbs and slums. Me pull us over soon as they see blacks in the front seat. So I'ma run streets, fuck freaks and cars with dumb beats. Me and mine is gonna be fine. Fuck standing in the picket line. I'm trying to get these dollar signs, dodge it time.
As it turns out, about half of the votes which are thrown out spoiled for technical reasons are cast by African Americans. Why? African Americans get the crappy schools, they get the crappy hospitals, they get the bad police protection, they get the bad voting machines. The main thing is there is no coverage on American television and American radio about the massive disenfranchisement of black voters.
Yo. Politicians that be gargling that garbage shit. Boggle with anonymous officers, the opposite doctrines for legal tender documents. Pocketing the profits off the rockets while they kick us out the project's logic. Surprising common sense, rising occupants of our environment. Surviving and they got you doing 5 to 10. Just the other day, I was pissing out some toxins when the cops rolled by. I got a ticket on the block again, sending letters included as a child offender for indecent exposure. I should have looked over my shoulder, my cousin got locked. Pops lost his job, we evicted. Waiting on Section 8, but the list had been restricted. Elections hit and I missed it. I was dealing with some real shit. My brother joined the service, not even nervous to get hit. Saying that he's out, kid geek, they got Saddam ousted. I pray because he's bout it, now he's trying to get about it.
Are you a criminal?
No, never been convicted of any crime.
But they had you down as a serious convicted criminal.
Wrong person. I've never been arrested in my life, you know. Got out of the military, been in the medical field ever since. I mean, you can't even work for a hospital being a convicted felon. And I was in the Persian Gulf War, so, you know. Pretty screwed up how they did me, but what can I say?
It makes us wanna shoot the coppers like that nigga rolling robbers. What a pride of which they rob us every time that they stop us. They try to give us vouchers to move us out the hood. But when we try to use them, damn, the shit was no good. I got a letter from my brother, said the media confuse ya. The Army Navy game was flipping coins from Fallujah. No proper armor when they move us. Damn, we trapped Kurds, Shiites, and Sunnis surround us in Iraq. Kerry laws, Colin Powell through in the tail. Ashcroft, ass off, the shit is even getting more. Foul network of elected delegates are all derelicts. Look how shiesty Kerrick is, damn, it's all relevant. It's never how they tell it is, so I gotta get my shit straight and handle my biz. The next time we had to go vote, I might go. Plus I heard there's a lot of jobs and a lot of fine assholes in Ohio.
If we cannot imagine social relations based on peace and justice and equality, we will find ourselves caught up in the rhetorical universe that has been fabricated by global corporate dominance and its major spokespersons in the Bush administration. So what does it mean to fight for democracy today? Another world is possible. Possible. Possible.
I saw an airplane hit the tower. My TV was obviously on. And I used to fly myself. And I said, there's one terrible pilot.
Wow. How are you, boys and girls?
Will not hurt if you'll be quiet.
Let's say theoretically.
publicly that you're a patriot who wakes up one morning and realizes his government has been overtaken by liars, incompetents, and thieves. Are you gonna stand up like Patrick Henry or just get baked watching Patrick the Starfish? My constitution is forged from Carnegie Steel. Ellis Island, Rosa Parks, America for real. So are you ready to pull your boots on and ride? Suck it up and slug it out, just sit and let it slide. Don't let nobody tell you you can't wave your flag and cheer. Say what you think today. Don't wait until next year.
Are you ready?
United people about. My fingers push this pencil, but I'm
our solution
depends on how much you care.
Are you really gonna fight or just pretend that you were there?
Our constitution, it's more than paper and ink. Be there to defend it when it's had too much to drink.
Who are you ready
to stand and sober it up? The winds of change are flammable and ready to erupt. Don't let nobody tell you you can't fix the stuff that stinks.
The Liberty Bell may be cracked, but it's loud and it's down.
Thanks for joining me here on the Ziggy's Pop Political Five Pack. It is October 26th, 2006. Correct. And get out there and vote, people. Let's upset the Congress and hopefully we'll get one house back in control of the Democrats so that no government is good government. Take care. Until episode 19B, which will be out tomorrow night, Friday night, October 27th. Take care, everyone. Thanks for listening. Thanks for subscribing. Visit me at ziggyspop.podomatic.com. Three of the last three artists tonight were featured from the PodSafe Music Network. My friends over at music.podshow.com. Check that out. You can find links to the artists in the show notes, and if you like something, please contribute to the artist by sending them an email or buying a track. Be much appreciated. You can tell them Ziggy's Pop sent you. And please, people, don't vote on party lines. Vote on issues. Vote on what a person can do for this country, what their record has been, and vote with your conscience. Unless you are an extremely elite, rich, wealthy in this country, you cannot be happy with the state of affairs. The middle class is being purposely done away with, and leaving only the extreme poor, which are getting poorer, and the elite rich, which are getting richer, with record number of people becoming rich, which is actually kind of cool, but unless you are an elite rich person in America, you cannot be happy with things. Jobs are being purposely exported to change the whole nature of politics and really concrete the Republicans' grasp of the elections. You notice they tend to always dominate the elections. Well, there's a reason for this. They are very maniacal, manipulating, crooks. It's just terrible. And the Democrats aren't any better. All politicians do not represent you today. That's not liberal. It's just the facts. Take care until episode 19B. You can love me. You can hate me. But I am Ziggy. Thanks for listening. Thanks for subscribing. And the other lesson learned, folks, for the first time in history, one party controlling all three branches of government. This is a no-no. Never, ever let this happen again. We need one party in control of, opposing party in control of the one of the branches of government. That is key. Always, always. This was a critical mistake. This kind of issue I just mentioned is just one of many hundreds of fucked up things that the Republicans have done by their manipulating control that they have over the three branches of government right now. See you guys next time.